Hello, Internet, and welcome to episode 359 of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on September 15th, 2021. I made a discovery yesterday, Andrew, that I think you will be very, very keen to learn about.
Hit me.
It is a lot easier to run 16 miles when you have a water bottle with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hydration helps?
Quite a bit, yeah. Just a mouthful of water every couple of miles, get you through it. You don't feel like you are literally dying afterwards. Went a long ways.
Good. And just want to point out, the reason you felt like you were dying was because you were. Your body did not have enough of its lifeblood to sustain itself in such a arduous journey.
Isn't lifeblood just regular blood?
Nope.
No.
Water is the blood of life.
There's a biblical line that's something to that effect, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know for sure what it is, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you know what? I, as a rule, try not to promote stereotypes, but, right in the middle of it, right in the middle, I can't, whatever.
Sorry, I just realized that I had a fan on that I forgot to turn off.
That's cool. As a rule, I try not to promote stereotypes, but, I'm now convinced that people in Los Angeles, not great at driving, because I got hit by a car on my run yesterday.
You got hit by a car?
Yeah.
Like a little love tap, or like actually hit by a car?
Like a glancing, like I had to push off the hood to not get like full on hit by a car. So what was happening is that at an intersection, lights green on my end, crosswalk is clear, I get the walk sign. I start jogging across that intersection. The car in the right turn lane does that thing where it just, like, moves forward a little bit, you know? Like, sticks its nose out there, makes its presence known, like, it's going to start turning. But then once I get to, like, halfway through the crosswalk, it just kind of keeps pulling out. And I'm at a part now where it's like, well, I can't stop. I cannot stop moving. My momentum is going to carry me in the middle of this car that is now just turning right. So I kind of have to go the opposite route and like sprint a little bit to try to get on the other side of this car that is not barreling towards me. Like this is like a right turn, like not gunning it, but still a car moving towards me. I'm not fully successful in that, so I have to do that thing where I, like, kind of push off the hood of the car with my arms and then stumble backwards and catch myself on one of those, like, electrical boxes that are at the corner of crosswalks like that.
And he just kept going?
The car stopped. I just kind of put my arms out. Because I genuinely could not fathom what had just happened. I was wearing a bright blue, like, very noticeable shirt. God, this was maybe about, like, 6 o'clock yesterday this happened. So, still light out in September. But, yeah, they never rolled their windows down, never checked in on me, never apologized. But then the car behind them, like, the passenger side window was down, and the guy sitting there was like, "Yeah, okay, man." And I said to them, "Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you for checking." And then continued to go on my run.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a crime.
Yes.
You just hit someone with a car because you turned illegally.
I've almost been hit by a car more often in Los Angeles than anywhere else I've run, but it's kind of happened to other places too. But far more frequently you get the brush ups here and now an actual.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm a little sore today. I'm going to chalk that up to the run and not that incident, but yeah.
Probably doesn't help.
It's weird. I don't know how they didn't see me. Or, like, if
they
it's just...
They just weren't looking.
Nobody walks around in Los Angeles.
If he was turning right, he was looking to his left to make sure there was no oncoming traffic and just didn't even think to look at the crosswalk.
Right. But, like, they wouldn't have needed to. It wasn't like a red light. If it was a red light for them, I wouldn't have been able to cross the street. So it was great. They didn't even need to look left. They needed to look right to make sure nobody was walking toward... I fucking hell. Yeah. So yeah, that was my excitement yesterday. No.
Huh.
Right. Every day. Every day something new. Something fun.
Sounds like you're living your best life.
I am, especially now that Seinfeld has come to Netflix. I think I'm going to be one of those guys who just watches a TV show on repeat and nothing else.
No.
Those people are interesting, right?
Those people that... Friends people and The Office people are not different than Seinfeld people, Lucas. Those people are the same. I want you to know that.
No, but Seinfeld is actually good, though.
Yeah, people that watch reruns of The Big Bang Theory think that it's good, too, Lucas.
God, I got to a point, like, maybe this was... Yeah, this probably would have had to have been high school or, like, that first summer of college where I'd just turn the TV off if it were a Big Bang Theory rerun or nothing else is on television. I'm just walking away from that.
Yeah, sometimes I'll catch myself, like, this thing is on TV, I will watch it because... I don't have a developed enough brain to find something else for myself to do.
Yeah.
That's about it. Otherwise, I'll just look to see if there's any... If there's a game on any game. Who fucking cares? Any goddamn game. I don't care if it's, like, the Memphis Grizzlies versus the Portland Trail Blazers. I don't give a shit.
I couldn't even tell you what sport those teams are from.
Basketball.
Ah, okay. Cool. I forget, do you have cable at your place?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
But, like, bad channels, and I'm pretty sure my apartment is stealing cable from the building next door. Because all the channels are scrambled, and the signal comes in at 480p.
Jesus Christ, okay.
Yeah.
That's worse than YouTube now.
It's way worse than YouTube. YouTube has, like, 4K on some videos. They have 1080p on pretty much everything else.
Weird. Fucking weird. So, like, I know you as just, like, you and Jade just, like, a fun thing to do. I kind of browsing houses on Zillow.
Actually, we have not gone on Zillow. We use realtor.com.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't tell you why. I got nothing against the interface of any of these things. I don't care enough to be like, no, this is the good house searching website. I don't know.
You know, it's like toothpastes, you know? You end up on a brand and it's like, I have no idea what else the competition is offering, but like, I guess I'm committed. I guess I'm a Crest toothpaste for lifer.
We'll get back to whatever it was you were going to say, but I do want to say that, like, I frequently switch toothpastes because I don't care.
What?
Jade always has, like, some sort of opinion of, like, oh, I really want to try this toothpaste, and I just don't care. And it's, like, 2 days every single time of, like, this tastes so weird, because I just spent the last 2 months using this other toothpaste. And this is so slightly different. And then you just completely forget.
Are you guys like, do you change over by what's discounted? Are you getting like the same
function?
Okay.
I look for whatever is like cheap and not shit, you know? Like total clean or whatever. I don't go for like special whitening toothpaste or
anything. Okay, that was gonna be a follow-up. If you jump between like the advertised intent of the toothpaste of like cavity protection, whiteness,
whiteness.
Some other third thing.
Those are kind of the two things,
right? What more do you want your teeth to be?
These will make your teeth longer. You want some big fucking teeth? Use Crest Big Teeth.
Okay. Big teeth. Fuck, what was I gonna add? What kind of houses do you find yourself looking at on realtor.com? Are you guys scoping out weird stuff? Is it...
There is no weird stuff. Everything's off the market really quick. That's the thing, is that...
Oh.
I searched for... I chucked Baraboo, Wisconsin as kind of a signifier. Houses within like 30 miles of Baraboo, Wisconsin. There were only 30 like single family homes available. Every single one of them was contingent, which means someone's already like basically bought the house. It just, they haven't closed yet. They have a loan. The person selling the house has agreed to sell it to them. The money just hasn't changed hands yet, because that takes some time. So, and so, like, they're still listed, because technically you could come in and say, I'm going to offer you $50,000 more than this other person, and you could swipe the house from them. But, like, they're all contingent. Like, there is not a single house available that hasn't already been sold, except for one house that I found the other day that was foreclosed on because of severe water damage.
Oh. Can I ask what a condemned house would set you back?
$90,000.
Well, you know what? Strip it down, tear out all the copper. Maybe get back to break even on that.
I mean, they are definitely way more expensive than they should be, any of them. Right. There's more available in Madison just because it's a bigger city.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house that is like 1,000 square feet with barely any lawn is like over $200,000 in Madison. And it's cheaper when you get out of the city, but like significantly so.
Yeah, but then it's also so much hassle to do anything.
Yeah. It's not a good time to buy, and it's not a good time to build because all the materials are really expensive.
Yeah.
And everyone kept saying, it's going to go back down eventually. It's going to go back down, but it's been a year and it hasn't.
I think, maybe some people are being a little fear-mongery, but... Also, we're living in a global pandemic, so maybe a healthy amount of fear is appropriate. People are predicting even more supply chain breakdowns come winter.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, like, I can't tell if it's like, okay, the housing prices are higher than they've ever been. This is a really bad time to buy. I should wait for the houses to go back down. Or they will never go down, and this is the cheapest it is ever going to be. And 5 years from now, I'll cross that point, the threshold where I will never be able to afford a house unless I already have a house to sell to make up the money to then buy another house.
I understand that concern, but also... There is no way the United States does not do another housing bubble bursting. Not a chance. We are dumb.
No,
we will do that again.
That we're dumb, but people were saying 5 years ago the housing market's about to burst, and it just kept going up.
Oh, yeah,
everyone's been saying, "Oh, it's gonna crash eventually," but it just hasn't.
Well, yeah, but then it got impossible to like build new houses or do. any alternative to buying a house.
Yeah.
Although I imagine, I wonder if like the housing market sustaining itself a little bit more is maybe a consequence of the rent freeze and all of that stuff, because people are now less motivated. I mean, I know like people buy houses for loads of reasons, and at the end of the day, like getting sick of paying rent is a relatively minor one, but I don't know. That's maybe a consequence.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a couple different things. It could be people wanting larger spaces because they've been more isolated. It could be just the overall hatred of landlords and people wanting to finally own property for the first time.
Right.
Could be the giant outflux of people from large cities moving into smaller populated areas and then buying homes there because they're cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people working from home may have lived in Dallas or Los Angeles or New York or, you know, anywhere, and then said, well, I'm going to be working from home now. I don't need to pay rent in this expensive ass city where I can't do anything now anyway. I'm going to move out of town and buy a house because I can live anywhere.
You mentioned lawns earlier, and that reminded me. So this is one of those things where it's like, I kind of agree with the person who made the argument that lawns are dumb and bad for the environment. And, like, I kind of get that. But then also, everybody deciding they're not going to, like, use a gas mower to trim their lawn, that's not going to fix global warming. We've known that for a while.
Lawns are not bad for the environment because gas mowers are a thing. They're bad for the environment because they use a ton of fucking water.
Right.
Like, that's the issue there. And I mean, mm-hmm. I like having space. I would like having a lawn. I wouldn't mind doing one of those weird eco-friendly lawns where it's like gravel and weeds and shit, you know?
Oh.
Almost like a deserty kind of vibe. I see people mm-hmm. in Madison have like I forget what they're called. They're like local vegetation lawns.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of just having grass, it's, like, a bunch of, like, weird bushy plants that mm-hmm. are native to the area that just kind of take over your lawn. It's kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
And, like, dirt or gravel paths.
I also don't think that's going to be the difference maker, though.
No, like, I know that it's not.
Yeah.
So, here's my take on, you know, people making personal consumption choices, saying, I'm fixing the environment. I'm gonna drink out of metal straws and use reusable shopping bags, and that's gonna fix it. You know, a lot of people say that's horseshit because, you know, whatever percentage, you know, 80 or 90% of the world's pollution is coming out of a couple of dozen corporations.
Mm-hmm.
That's all true. Corporatism and late-stage capitalism is the reason why the environmental crisis is the way it is right now.
Yeah.
If we're going to fix it and get them to stop doing that shit, people are going to have to be okay with consuming less and mm-hmm. changing their behavior. And the reason that those corporations do the things that they're doing is because they know nobody is willing to give that shit up.
Willing to give up plastic straws.
Yeah, like,
the production of them.
I am too, but like, most people are not. Most people would say like, yeah, no, like, recycling is good. And then someone would say, okay, would you be fine with not being able to have a car and having to take city transit and using a third of the water you use right now and not buying any of the like plastic shit that you have all over your house and then not flying anywhere ever again? There, people are going to say no. I think all of those things would be good. Most people don't.
I only own a car right now because it is necessary in the city I live in. I want those broader structural changes to happen.
Yeah, no, like some people do. I'm saying that most people don't get that. They think that they can just say, stop polluting, stop putting carbon in the air, and that's going to be good enough. And then they're going to not have the shit that they want. And then they're going to say, oh, we can have a little carbon as a treat. Like, yeah.
I might not have ever left Chicago if there were a convenient train up to Madison and then like the nearest mid-sized city by my folks. Like, that would have been sick. And that almost happened, but Scott Walker's an asshole and didn't let that happen. Yeah. So, fuck. God, that would have been sick.
Yeah. I saw, like, a lot of people, I think Ryan was one of them too, you know, talking about how the outrage over not having high-speed rail in the United States is bullshit, that people are just using it as a talking point and that people don't understand it, thinking that people just want it because they think it'd be cool and really fast. I say no. We should have those things so that we can travel to and from large metropolitan areas without having to drive ourselves, like, to have public transit that does that shit for us. That's important.
Yeah.
Most major countries have that shit, and I get that they're not as big as the United States, but we also have a lot more money than them.
Right?
Yeah.
Why can't we do the cool parts of capitalism too, you know?
Yeah. It's like, man, fuck, we have all this money for a reason, and it's not to give more of it back to the people that already own everything.
Yeah.
Come on. Let us have some nice shit.
No, Elon Musk earned that money because his parents did an apartheid.
Jesus.
Fucking nerds who worship Elon Musk conveniently forget that part of the lore. They know.
No, they just deny it. They just say that's not true. It is one of those things that was never really proven. But
he walked around with emeralds in his pockets. Like, that's a...
Yeah, he makes jokes about it now online. And he's like, oh, he's just memeing. They're just having a fun time, making fun of you, trolling. Oh, you look so stupid right now. You think Elon Musk's family actually killed Native Africans in order to support their emerald mine? Fucking idiot.
Aw, oh, yeah, sick Wojak meme, Elon. Nailed him. I hate it.
Yeah, get those pronoun users.
Anyone who uses a pronoun, well, no, get them.
That's the thing, is that, like, people that are super anti-trans are, like, they don't understand that pronouns are just how everyone refers to each other.
Yeah.
And so they're like, I'll never trust someone that uses pronouns. That's fucking bullshit. I don't have to treat you nice if you use pronouns. I'm very against having pronouns. Bunch of fucking idiots.
I almost got hit by a car. I got hit by a car yesterday. And this, going down this rabbit hole, this mental spiral has made me feel worse than that did.
Sorry, that's my bad. We don't have that many of these quarantine casts left, so I got to get all the negativity out now while I can.
Yeah,
what I got to make you and the viewers feel bad.
Yeah, we got, oof, boy, there's the 15th, 1, 2, 10, 7... 8, 9, 10, 11, ooh, 12 of them. 12 of them, maybe.
Yep.
Unless they start that, like, first day of October, which would be a Friday, which would be ridiculous.
No, they've already said it's going to be the 4th. Oh, okay. They did say the 1st at first, which was a Friday, and then people are like, don't do that. Just don't. Give us that one day.
That was us, like, in our school district growing up. It was like, yeah, first day of class is a Thursday for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Did we ever have it on a Friday, or did they decide even that would be too dumb.
It's been too long, man. And this podcast is gonna end before it goes on too long. Perfect length right now. You're welcome, listener. If you like what you heard, like, comment, and subscribe. That's the word I'm looking for. Actively link in the description if you want to help a collection of great progressive causes. Support us on Patreon or through the Anchor Podcast platform if you want to help us keep the lights on. Send us your questions and business opportunities, voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter for updates @V2_podcast, and follow me @LucasDeWriter on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Halfway through the week, everyone. Good luck getting through the rest of it.